This is Clicks Radio, Malcolm Tewitt. Rather shorter show this week compared to last week, but this is the sort of program that it will be. A rather shorter show and just sort of flying through bits and pieces with more in-depth things on the website, clicksonline.com.au/radio for the full show notes there, including links to bits and pieces that might be important for you. In news this week, Google announced that any new accounts that have been made with them will have the location, search and other history information to do with those accounts deleted after 18 months. It's what's seen as a win for new users of Google services. They only have to literally use their account after 18 months. All the data Google has on them will be deleted. Unfortunately, if you already have a Google account, which most people in the world actually already have a Google account, whether it be Gmail account or just a normal everyday Google account linked to a YouTube account or linked to your Google searches or whatever it might be linked to, those accounts will not have the data deleted, but you can do it manually. So if you've got a Google account, go into google.com and up the top right hand side you'll see a little circle with your initial. Click on that and then click on manage my account. Once you're inside there, you want to go to manage my data and personalization. It's in the middle of the screen. Once you're into that section, scroll down till you see activity and timeline on the right hand side and click on activity first. So that will open another brand new screen. In that screen on the left-hand side, you'll see a delete activity by. Click on that, and then inside there, click on all time and confirm that you want to delete all the data that Google has for you for all time for your activities with them. Then you go back to the previous window where you chose activity and this time choose timeline. This is Google tracking where you're going. So if you've got an Android phone or you've got an Apple phone linked with a Google account, they can keep track of where you're going. This is what we're going to try and wipe out now. So once you're into the timeline section, you want to go into there and you want to delete all information that's inside there, usually down the bottom left-hand corner for that one to manage your data. The last thing to do, go back to that screen where you chose timeline and also activity. And this time at the top, you want to manage all your activity controls. This is where you can turn everything off completely, which is well worth doing it. You can also go in there, and if you don't want to do it each time manually, if you've already got a Google account, you can set it in there to delete yours after 18 months or after 3 months, or even better, never store it at all. Of course, Google uses the information they have on you for tracking and watching what you're doing to show you targeted ads when it comes to getting search results or doing things on YouTube. Or even if you've got a Gmail account, it keeps track of what you're doing and then shows you targeted ads based off your emails. Usually the top of your email list is an ad appearing there. So going into the your Google account and deleting everything and turning it all off is the way to keep your account from not being tracked quite so severely. This week also saw the Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Australia rule out the option of switching from the COVID Safe app that Australia developed to the system produced by both Google and Apple. When asked why he would not be changing the system, he said that the contact app tracing for Google and Apple doesn't allow for the contract tracers, actual people who make the phone calls, who see the data and base things off the data, it doesn't allow them to actually see the data at all. So that, he said, that's not worth worrying about, because if there are contacts, people who are doing the contact tracing need to find out who's actually using the data, and that's got to be them, not just randomly left there for Google and Apple to see it and the government itself. It's got to be actual people involved with the tracing. And now in response also to the large hacking taking place in Australia, still this week is happening. The federal government this week has announced a hiring of 500 new people to the Australian Signals Directorate. This is the highly secretive government body like the NSA in the US. The 500 new staff members are part of the $1.35 billion boost to funding to try and stop the large-scale hacking against Australia and its infrastructure bodies. That's all the news for this week. Rather quiet news this week when it comes to news for technology and science, but it's like that with the COVID virus still going around the area. Right now, John Farnham, Clicks Radio.